This is an executive summary of DST pros and cons. Is a Delaware statutory trust right for your 1031? Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Almost every feature of a Delaware statutory trust is, at heart, the same trade seen from a different angle. You give up control and liquidity in exchange for passivity, diversification, and continued tax deferral. Whether that is a good trade is not a question with one answer. It depends entirely on what you want the money to do. The purpose of this memo is to lay out both sides of the ledger fully and honestly, including the ways that DST can disappoint, so that you can make the judgment for your own situation rather than be sold on the upside or scared off by the down. Before cataloging pros and cons, it helps to name the single decision underneath all of them. When you place 1031 proceeds into a DST, you are converting active equity, capital you control and can manage, refinance, improve, and sell on your own timetable, into passive equity that a professional manages on your behalf, inside a structure you cannot steer. Everything that follows is a consequence of that conversion. The advantages are the fruits of passivity and scale, the drawbacks are the costs of surrendering control and liquidity. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.